Before we dive into today's wisdom, I want to share something super special with you. If you're feeling stuck, not sure which direction to go with your life, and you're wanting personalized support, then you're a perfect fit for my Freedom Fast Track membership. I'll help you align your values with your goals, rewire your mindset, and attract in your dream life. Ready to find more fulfillment, peace, and excitement in your life? Head to the description to get more information on both my one-on-one and group coaching programs in order to live a life you're thrilled to create. I can't wait to support you on your journey. Again, pop on down to the description and take a look at the Freedom Fast Track group membership and the one-on-one VIP Freedom Fast Track Accelerator. Now, let's get on into it.
Welcome to Radically Rewired, the show where I fuse science and spirituality to give tangible tips to feel more confident, get more clarity, and live your most authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nicole Novoselsky, a former 9-to-5 desk job gal turned traveling entrepreneur, energy healer, and brain hacking yogi. This podcast is all about how to stop going through the motions and make the most of your human experience here on this earth. So let's learn how to get radically rewired.
Welcome back to another episode of Radically Rewired. I am so excited you're here, as always. And if you don't know, I travel the world full-time teaching people how to reach their most aligned goals by rewiring their mindset, raising their vibration, and creating a strategic plan. So today I'm currently in Medellin, Colombia, and I'm getting accustomed here. Probably going to stay another month or two. It's really lovely. The dance scene, the salsa, the bachata, and just the life, the energy here. So it's really been fun living here, and I'll probably check out some more places in Colombia before I get going to the next destination. But today, we have so much to talk about. All of the topics I talk about are so near and dear to my heart, and I hope you can feel that energy oozing out from whatever you're listening to this on, whether that's a phone, a computer, a tablet, whatever device. Today, of course, is no different. Today, we dive deep into the dun, dun, dun. Inner critic. Whoa, baby. Whoa. Yep. I am no stranger to an inner critic. And often we are our own biggest critic. This is actually a normal thing in order to keep us in line with society. It's to fit in, to be validated, to get love, support, all very normal human things that are necessary for our self-esteem and survival. In this day and age, especially with the rise of social media, the inner critic seems to have gotten louder and more pervasive. So much so that a majority of our thoughts become negative towards ourselves, and then our self-esteem, confidence, and joy completely swings the other way and deteriorates. The inner critic that's meant to keep us in line and make us better humans is actually in turn making us more stressed, overwhelmed, depressed, and anxious. So how the heck do we find that balance of the inner critic and positive self-talk that will actually enhance our lives? Well, let's talk about it. That's what this episode is all about. If this is not your first rodeo here, your first ep, then you probably know that I am very passionate about the brain. And even if it is, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, hello, hello. You can probably guess just from my intro and all of the things that I am a brain nerd. I research scientific studies about the brain in my free time. Yes, I also love the woo-woo energetics that go along with it. Hence the podcast of fusing science and spirituality to create a life that feels fulfilling to you. Now, in our brains, we have an inner voice. Mine's currently saying, hello, over here, look at me, listen to me. Sometimes it feels like we don't get to choose what we're thinking about. We're so caught up in our swarm of thoughts that it feels like they are rapid fire, one right after another, that there's no time to actually pick which thought we actually want. But if we were to really stop for a hot minute, and if I were to tell you to think about a purple elephant, you're probably imagining and thinking about a purple elephant right now. Yes, you get to choose what you think. But often our thoughts are simply old patterning and conditioning from our environment, previous relationships and experiences that it just becomes the same thought loop over and over and over again. We're not creating new thoughts. So is it possible to break out of it? Yes, it is. But it takes the ability to slow down, pause, and become aware that it's happening. So, for example, if you're beating yourself up over how you look, it's because you learn that you have to look a certain way in order to be validated and loved. And maybe you were teased for how you looked when you were younger. Or you thought that in order to be in a loving relationship, you had to look like the fit, toned person that you saw on the screen or on social media. So then the inner critic tells you that you're not good enough and it forces you to go to the gym, which can be a good thing for your health. But on the other hand, it can be relentless because no matter how hard you try, you train, or you beat yourself up to get to the dream body or the dream outcome, the brain learns the conditioning of bashing on yourself. So then what was a good thing to get you to the gym ends up lowering our self-esteem in the long run. Have you ever gotten to your goals and you're like, oh, well, now I have to do XYZ to be even better? Or you get to your dream body and it still wasn't enough. You still feel like you have to push yourself and lose more weight and you're still not happy in your body. That's totally happened to me. And you get your dream income and then you're like, now I want more. Or you get your dream partnership, but you still feel unworthy. So the inner critic runs on a hamster wheel. And this is where positive self-talk comes in to break the cycle and downward spiral. I want to talk about a real life experience where my brain and inner critic ran me to the ground and most definitely was not helpful. And I share this story so you can see from a witness perspective what the brain does and how it can really enhance our lives or shift us into misery. I also share it because possibly you can relate and not feel so alone. So let's get into our soulful saga time. So I remember it was my last year in college. And typically, the spring break of the last year, all of the senior friend groups get together and go on a spring break trip. Senior spring break, yes. After much deliberation, our friend group decided that we wanted to take a little cruise in the Bahamas. I was extremely excited to go on to a cruise. I think that the last time I went on a cruise, I was like 7, and it was so much fun. I was like the Gaga Ball champion. I was like, let's do it again. Love a good boat cruise. Let's do some karaoke. Spend time in warm weather. Spend time on the beach. Let's do it. Yet I remember it was also a very volatile time in my life where I didn't feel good about myself at all. I was constantly worried about what I looked like, my weight, working out because I felt like I had to, not because I wanted to feel good about myself. And after every picture I took on this trip, I sat and I analyzed it, like really picking myself apart. And in my head, I would say, I'm not worthy. I'm fat. Look at my arms. I must keep going to the gym and work out harder and not eat so much. Wow, I can't believe I look like that. And it was horrible, right? I was being so rude to myself, being so harsh, which now completely 180. I don't do that to myself anymore. I work out because I love to. I love to eat foods that nourish my body. It's a total mindset shift. But back then, I was just constantly beating myself up. And then there were the rare photos that maybe had the right angle that I liked. And I was like, ooh, okay, I like the way I look in this. So it was this pendulum swing of going back and forth, hating how I looked and then being like, okay, maybe I don't look so bad. So we finally get to our stop in the Bahamas. We're off the boat. We're free to roam. We're so excited and we go to the beach. And I remember we're all laying on the chairs, lounge chairs, reading, chilling, hanging out. My friends were up and dancing and laughing and having a good time. Meanwhile, I sat with my clothes on because I didn't want to be in my bikini and I couldn't even participate in the fun banter or read my book because I was so in my head of how I looked and I didn't want anyone to see me. I wanted to hide. I was frantically scanning the beach, looking at all of my friends and comparing my body to theirs. Their bellies are a little bit flatter. Their arms are a little bit toner. Their bathing suits look cuter on them. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. It was this cycle of thought. I couldn't get myself out of this loop.
And I was going around and around and around and around in my head until I literally had to get up and go sit by the water because I made myself cry. I had tears streaming down my face just from this thought loop in my head. I was stuck in this self-hatred that I was bawling my eyes out in beautiful paradise at the ocean. And I was literally at the beach that I was so excited for months to be at, and that I couldn't even enjoy it because I was so preoccupied of how I looked. I missed out on the fun laughs with my friends because I was too ashamed of myself and my body. And if only I had been kind to myself and rocked my swimsuit with confidence and focused on how much beauty I radiate, I would have felt differently and remembered that moment in a completely different way. So as you can see, our brains play a huge role on how we experience life. I didn't have to do anything different except change the way that I thought about myself in order to have a good time. It wasn't the environment, it was me in my own head. So we play a role on our environment through what we're thinking. We get to choose whether we're sitting in our looping thought patterns or can we become brave enough to look at them head on and choose to shift them. How do we really break this cycle and shift our thoughts? Well, let's talk about some really interesting findings in our next segment called Neuro Nuggets. Time for our Neuro Nugget, the segment where we dive into fascinating insights about the brain and behavior. Today's Neuro Nugget surprised me at first, and then it made sense with everything we've been talking about. So, recent research by Jung-Yoon Kim and colleagues shed light on how positive and negative self-talk can influence the way our brain networks communicate, especially during cognitive tasks. Their study, titled The Effects of Positive or Negative Self-Talk on the Alteration of Brain Functional Connectivity by Performing Cognitive Tasks, woo, a mouthful, but a good title, uncovered some really intriguing findings. Legit, I love doing this research because I always find some really intriguing findings that don't often make it into the mainstream, okay? So they discovered that when individuals engage in positive self-talk, certain brain regions associated with executive functioning and connections and confidence show stronger connectivity. So what does this mean in plain terms? Well, this suggests that positive self-talk actually enhances our cognitive abilities and boosts our confidence, which I feel like is pretty self-explanatory. When we hype ourselves up, of course we're going to feel more confident, things are going to be flowing and working better, we're feeling like our best selves, so our brain is being its best self, it's working at its highest capacity. Now, here was the most interesting part for me. Negative self-talk also seemed to enhance performance on cognitive tasks in the short term, which was really fascinating to me. I thought it would have detrimental effects. However, this was because it increases motivation and attention. If you think about going to the gym, for example, if you have a negative self-talk like I had before of, wow, I don't like how I look, I was probably really motivated, and you're probably really motivated then to go to the gym because you want to change that negative thought. Okay, if I go to the gym, maybe I will feel better about myself. If you think you're a bad public speaker, you probably have the motivation to practice your speech a ton of times before you go on stage, right? However, this is only in the short term. The effects of negative self-talk begins to break us down and decrease our cognitive functioning over time. So when we're harsh and critical to ourselves time and time and time again, the experts at Mayo Clinic say that we have shortened lifespans, higher rates of depression, more stress, worse physical health, and worse coping skills, aka we're barely hanging on by a thread when we're mean to ourselves over and over and over again. So think of it this way. If in the short term, being negative to yourself gives you motivation, but also in the short term, being positive to yourself gives you more confidence and motivation, but the positive self-talk has better long-term effects than the negative self-talk, which one are you going to choose, right? positive, of course. However, the negative self-talk has been wired in our brains for survival because of that short-term motivation and that short-term, oh, okay, we're hungry, boom, we gotta go get food. Okay, there's a bear coming, boom, okay, we gotta run. So we literally have to override our natural inclination to be negative. And how do we do this? Well, it takes patience, awareness, the ability to stop and pause and understand what's going on in your brain, and then that conscious effort to shift it. And we'll talk about a little way that you can do that in our next segment. But positive self-talk seems to prime our brains for success. While negative self-talk, although it might have unexpected benefits in the short term, it also has lots of downsides over a period of time. So, because we combine science and spirituality here on this pod, the spiritual aspect of this is that each thought has its own vibration. It has its own electromagnetic wave coming from it. And so positive, loving thoughts help us embody who it is we want to be, which in turn attracts in our most aligned goals and dreams. When we think positive thoughts of who we want to be, we start to act like the person we want to be, which starts to bring in opportunities that we really, truly want. Think of it this way. If you're beating yourself up of, I'm not good enough. I don't look the way I want to look. I'm not making enough money that I want to be making. You're going to act a certain way in your life. You might not buy the thing that you want to buy. You might not talk to the person at the cafe because you're so embarrassed of how you're looking or you're not confident. Versus if you shift those thoughts and you're feeling like your most confident self, you're feeling abundant, you're going to attract in those new opportunities. Who knows? You talk to the person at the cafe, they might know X person who they can connect you with, or you start to buy that thing that helps put the wheels into motion for you to achieve XYZ. You never know, but you're putting out this vibration, and law of attraction, the universe is going to give you that vibration back, but it all starts with our minds and our thoughts. So the next time you're engaging in self-talk, remember that your words have so much power. Your thoughts have so much power. And if you can actually choose your thoughts, you want to choose wisely in being the person that you really want to be. So ask yourself, is this thought contributing to who I want to be? Or is this an old pattern or old version of myself that I have learned from conditioning? Woo! That's a big question, hey? So, if you're thinking, well, Nicole, how the heck am I going to change my thoughts? You're in luck. Well, I have a whole process where I teach each step on how to rewire the brain to have more supportive thoughts in my Freedom Fast Track membership. If you're interested in rewiring your brain, finding more joy in your life, and achieving your biggest goals that you've never thought were even possible, check out the Freedom Fast Track membership where I teach you the step-by-step method to rewire your brain, raise your vibration, and create a strategic plan towards your goals. And if you're wanting more high-touch support, I offer one-on-one coaching to really get you to where you want to be. And I still have space in my Freedom Fast Track Accelerator. So take a look at both of those in the description below so that we can get working together and you can be a part of this community and we can meet face to face. I would absolutely love to have you. You can also book a call with me to figure out which would be the best program for you. I'd love to chat with you and connect. So all of that is in the description below. Of course, as always, I love giving you the opportunity to actually take action right away from this podcast. So let's talk about what you can do today in our brain hack of the day to actually start to shift your thoughts. Let's get into our next segment, brain hack of the day. Brain hack of the day. So here's the dealio. We all have those moments when we're super hard on ourselves, right? Maybe it's the way we look or our abilities or even things we've done in the past that we're not so proud of, but we do have the ability to flip the script and turn into our biggest cheerleader. If we have the ability to think the negative thought,
Enjoying the show?
None of this would have been possible without the Amplify Your Voice Podcast Accelerator Program, which takes small business owners from concept to launch in 12 weeks. Developed by experienced executive producer Gabby Acosta, the program takes you step by step to tackle the tech, carve out a compelling narrative, and quiet that self-doubt that may be holding you back. Our weekly live creative labs offered a safe space to experiment, ask all the questions, and get real-time feedback. By the end of the program, I had a podcast that not only shares my expertise, but builds a community of engaged listeners and leads. I couldn't recommend it more. If you're ready to turn your podcasting dream into a reality, look no further than the Amplify Your Voice Podcast Accelerator Program. Learn more at thewaywelead.com.
We also have the ability to change that thought and choose one that is better serving us. So first things first, take a moment, breathe, pause, and think about the areas where you're most critical of yourself. What comes to mind? And then here's where the magic happens. Instead of letting those negative thoughts run the show, we're pushing them aside, boom, and going to create new neural networks that feel better in our bodies. A lot of times, it's just giving yourself more grace. Let's talk about how we do that. So that time I felt horrible on the beach in the Bahamas, instead of telling myself that I looked ugly and horrible and no one would ever love me, I know the brain was rude that day, I could have said, you're beautiful in your own skin and you have your own uniqueness and you are doing the best you can to take care of your body with the resources that you have. Wow, that actually feels so much better in my body and so loving and kind. If I would have said that day would have been completely different. I would have partaken in all the fun my friends were having, dancing around, enjoying myself on the beach. And so the key here is to make these affirmations personal and meaningful to you. They should feel like a warm hug for your soul. I know that sounds so cheesy, but when you say them, you want the brain to believe it. Because if the brain doesn't believe it, it's not going to grasp onto it and just be like, yeah, nope, still think the negative thought about myself, right? So you want the positive thought. You don't want it to be too woo-woo pie in the sky so that your brain's like, nah, that's too fluffy. You want it to be like, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. So I want you to take an audit of what negative thoughts you have. Really start to become aware of what's going on up there. And then take a look at that audit. And then the next thing you're going to do is write something that feels better, more uplifting, and believable from that negative thought. That's going to boost your confidence and remind you of your own inherent beauty, worth, and beautiful awesomeness. So the next time your inner critic starts acting up, then you can hit them with a 1-2 with these positive affirmations. You can pause, okay, be like, yep, I have a different script for this negative thought, and it's this new positive thought. So here's the deal though. You didn't get to where you are right now without replaying that current thought that you have over and over and over again. We repeat our negative thoughts over and over and over until they're a part of us and it's our identity. It's been our conditioning. We just keep replaying that thought. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, of course I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm ugly. Oh, la, 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 la. We just keep thinking that thought. So if we're going to want to change that thought, it's going to take patience, practice, awareness, and consistency in order to transform that negative chatter into our own cheerleader. This will start to propel you to that new energy and new heights and call in new and aligned opportunities, but you gotta give yourself grace because it might take some time to get there. You might falter and go back to these negative thoughts. The inner critic is so a part of us. And again, for good reason, it's trying to keep us safe. It's for our survival. So just finding compassion for that instead of, oh my gosh, there I go again, speaking horribly about myself. It's like, of course I'm speaking horribly about myself. It's for survival. It's my conditioning. I'm aware of it now and I'm going to shift and change. Again, want some more help practicing these positive affirmations? This is something that I help people with in the Freedom Fast Track membership. So definitely take a look at that membership if you want more one-on-one, hands-on approach help with this to really start to shift and change. I love helping people with this, so I can't wait to help you too. Otherwise, I hope that this podcast alone is really changing some of the brain waves in your head so that you can feel better about yourself and have that confidence and be the most optimized cognitive functioning, because we know positive self-talk helps that cognitive functioning. Yes? So, as always, we've talked about a lot. So let's go over all the things we spoke about in our fulfillment fast track, because I give you a lot here in a short amount of time. And so feel free to listen to this as many times as you need. But here's the recap in our fulfillment fast track. I am so passionate about self-talk because it completely transformed my life. It transformed me from absolutely hating myself and 95% of my thoughts were negative to actually finding so much confidence, true, pure love for myself, me, myself, and I. And so I hope that this episode gives you more insight and permission to be kind to yourself in your mind and give yourself more compassion. Whew. We want other people to speak kindly to us. Why can't we speak kindly to ourselves, right? So it all starts with us. And so today we talked about the inner critic versus positive self-talk. We explored how societal pressures and past experiences can amplify our inner critic's voice, hindering our joy and confidence, versus finding the awareness to shift the thoughts and be our own cheerleader. Then we talked about the role of our thoughts, how our thoughts shape our reality. We discussed how negative thought patterns can trap us in cycles of self-doubt and criticism, preventing us from fully enjoying our life's moments. It doesn't necessarily have to be a change in the environment. It can be a change internally to completely change our perception of a situation. I highlighted the ability to break free from the thought patterns that are holding us back, and we get to choose thoughts that are uplifting to us. Remember, you can choose your thoughts. Think of the purple elephant. If you just thought of a purple elephant, you can choose what you think of next, right? The Bahamas beach story. I shared my personal story from my college spring break to illustrate the impact of being in a beautiful setting, yet the inner critic was running rampant and had me in tears. It's important to remember that you get to decide how you're going to experience a situation. Of course, sometimes there's outer impacts, but most of the time, we get to decide internally how we're gonna feel about a situation. I could have had so much fun on the beach if I just allowed myself to, right? Then we talked about the short-lived benefits of negative self-talk. So actually, research shows that negative self-talk increases motivation just in the short term. However, long-term effects are definitely concerning for our health and well-being. So if you have the choice between negative self-talk and positive self-talk has way more benefits in the long term. Last things last, we spoke about the rewriting the narrative. So when you're faced with negative self-talk, we can rewire our brains by replacing those thoughts with more empowering affirmations that actually resonate with us and feel better in our bodies. We can be our biggest cheerleader and consciously choose uplifting thoughts. And it's not to gaslight ourselves and be like rainbows and butterflies all the time. It's, yeah, feel the emotion that's going on, but then can you shift the thought to something that's actually going to help you and feel better for you instead of just cycling you down into this cycle of doom? This recap serves as a reminder of the power of our words, the power of our thoughts, and we can choose self-compassion and positivity. We can transform our inner dialogue. You don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be a victim of your brain's negativity. We can shift it and change it. It is possible. I am exhibit A. I used to have so many horrible thoughts about myself, and now whenever I still sometimes have some of those thoughts, but I catch them and I'm like, nope. Let's shift it over to something that's actually going to move me forward and make me feel better. It all starts with you. You can talk to a friend that can help you. You can talk to a therapist. You can talk to a coach. But you are in your head 24/7. So it is so important that you decide that you are going to shift and change. Yes? Again, if you are so ready to shift and change, I just invite you to my Freedom Fast Track membership. I would love to have you. I love working with people who are so ready to transform their minds, and I really help them get there. You don't know what you don't know, and it's so important to have another brain there to support you and shift your thoughts with you. So if you're interested in that, check out the link in the description. I would love to help you on your journey. Thank you so much for joining me on Radically Rewired today. It's always a pleasure to continue this beautiful journey of exploration and self-discovery. If you're wanting more, hit that subscribe button and sign up for my newsletter to get notified about my newest episodes. You can sign up with the link in the description. And if you enjoyed this episode, oh, I would be so appreciative if you could share it with a friend and write a smashing review. Your reviews and words, it can take such a short amount of time to just boop, hit that 5 stars, and it really, really, really helps get this out to more people and create a positive ripple in the world. So thank you so much for taking the time to give this a rating and hitting that 5 stars and subscribe button. I am so grateful that you're here taking another step toward living a life that feels extraordinary, and I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. This episode was made possible by the generous support of my sponsor, Amplify Your Voice. For more detailed show notes and all of the resources I mentioned today, you can take a look in the description of this episode. Every episode of Radically Rewired is a step toward getting off autopilot and soaring towards your dreams. Let's freaking do it. We are doing it. And we're continuing this transformational journey together, my friends. I love you. Until next time, keep rewiring, keep thriving, and keep shining. So much love to you. See you soon. Bye.